Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Hello, friends. Welcome to worship at First United Methodist Church of Brighton and Whitmore Lake. My name is Reverend John Reynolds, and I'm so glad that you decided to make this your spiritual home this Sunday morning. We hope that something that we say, do, pray is a blessing to you as you gather for worship with us this day. We hope that you learn something about your relationship with God and how you're called to love your neighbors. We are a congregation that's striving to help people to know God, love God, and serve God. And with that, we'd like to invite you to fill out one of our connection cards. You can do so by going onto our website, www.brightonfumc.org. In addition to that, we would love to have you take a moment and share this service with folks who might enjoy watching this service alongside you digitally. All you have to do is hit the share button, which is at the bottom of the screen here. It looks like an arrow that goes up and to the right. We encourage you to take a moment and share the service so that other folks can participate as well. As we gather for worship this day, we're going to be talking about rest. We're going to be talking about what it means to recover and renew our bodies so that we can continue on in the faith. What it means to take a moment of retreat, of reflection, to gather yourself, to put things back together, to put things in perspective, to go to the other side of the lake. I hope that this service is a blessing for you and exactly what you need to hear today. As we gather for worship, may God's Spirit be with you as we worship God together. Amen.
Unfold like flowers before thee, only to the sun.
invite you to join me now in a time of prayer. Gracious and loving God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be measured and found acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer, and the one who calls us to rest. Amen. Well, Pastor Lindsay and our kids and myself decided that it would be important for us to join others up at camp this last week, and we have enjoyed a wonderful week of gathering together with some of our colleagues and peers. We've had opportunities to learn through a continuing education program up north at Lake Louise Christian Camp, which is a United Methodist camp up in the northern part of the Lower Peninsula in Boyne Falls, Michigan. It's been a wonderful week of learning and experiencing one another's time and fellowship and gifts, and we're so excited to be able to join with our colleagues and friends. And so it felt important to me to share a little bit about what it means to be able to have Sabbath rest, to be able to enjoy time with family and friends, to take a step back, to enjoy all that God has created, and to simply recover, to allow one's body and mind and spirit to recover. It's a gift that's mandated in the scriptures, that we are to work as hard as we possibly can. But then we're also called to take this day of Sabbath, to take a moment to reflect, to allow ourselves to not become like machines that run 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, to allow ourselves to gain perspective by stepping out of the moment so that we can have greater vision and perspective about what's most important. At least in my life and in my ministry, there have been times that I have to admit I've worked day after day after day for several weeks. And by the I probably have a timer that by the time I get to like the 21st consecutive day, and I have to say it fluctuates. Sometimes it is shorter than that, but by the 21st consecutive day, I usually struggle to continue to work day after day. My mindset changes from having joy in ministry and excitement about being in my place of employment, about answering God's call in my life, to feeling like I'm being some part of a larger machine. Perhaps you feel the same way. If you don't have a day off and you've just been working day after day, maybe you work multiple jobs, you'll probably find yourself thinking, it's easy for you to say, Pastor John. I mean, you only work on Sundays. A lot of folks kind of say that about ministers, and I always kind of chuckle because we find ourselves sort of working and available to folks around the clock, which is a beautiful part of our calling at times. But I think Jesus does an incredible job of modeling what it means to take Sabbath, what it means to take a step back. Oftentimes in the scriptures, it would say that he was teaching the disciples something, and then he went into retreat mode and went to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. Well, if you've been to Israel, you know the Sea of Galilee isn't huge, but it's big enough that you wouldn't swim across it. You'd have to take a boat. You probably wouldn't want to walk around it. You would want to take a boat or a ferry across the Sea of Galilee to get to the other side. And for Jesus, it oftentimes was the case that on the other side of the Sea of Galilee, he found rest, renewal, vision, perspective on life. He was able to take a moment to retreat, to gather himself, so that when he came back to the disciples, he was able to teach and preach and lead once again. Do you know what it feels like to feel absolutely empty, poured out, like you've given everything that you have to somebody else and you're absolutely depleted and you wonder, where in the world am I going to draw the strength to be able to do this one more day? Maybe you've been having a hard time sleeping at night. It's amazing to me how much better I sleep when I'm away on vacation than I do when I have all kinds of things running through my mind. Perhaps you're like that. Maybe you're good at going to sleep and this isn't an issue for you. But for those of us who at times have things running through our mind deep into the late hours of the night, it's an important reminder for us that it's good to get off the treadmill for a moment. It's good to get out of the busyness of life. It's good to get off the calendar. It's good to take a step back and retreat and allow God's fullness and restorative power come and heal us. For me, Sabbath has always been an important part of my spiritual practice. It's not to say that I've been perfect at it, but I'm always reminded when I take a full day off and just enjoy the things that I enjoy doing most, It's so restorative to my soul. In Matthew chapter 11, Jesus offers these words in verse 28, "Come to me, all who are struggling and weary and carrying heavy loads, and I will give you rest. Put on my yoke and learn from me. I am gentle and humble, and you will find rest for yourselves. My yoke is easy to bear, and my burden is light." This is the word of God for God's people, for which we say, thanks be to God. In the ancient world, this practice of taking Sabbath oftentimes took place on Saturdays. It was an opportunity for folks to pause and gather together as family. Our Jewish ancestors participated in the Seder meal. It would gather together as a family and recite the scriptures and tell one another about the history of the relationship between God's people and God. It was an opportunity to retreat from the busyness of life and work and simply gather together with the people and the things that mattered the most. Food, laughter, togetherness. It's a spiritual practice that some folks continue to observe in modern Christianity on Sunday nights. Perhaps that's an opportunity for your entire family to sit down around a table and talk about how the week went and talk about what you did and talk about what matters most and talk about your relationship with God and talk about the people that you care about and do a verbal and mental and spiritual check-in with one another. At our household table, we always enjoy asking our kids what the favorite part of their day was. And sometimes they answer and sometimes they don't, but when they answer, it's oftentimes stories about what they're learning in school. Even if just for a moment, it feels like my entire world goes from being this massive spinning globe to this tiny little table, and my world shrinks down into just looking into my kids' eyes and into my wife's eyes and reminding myself that nothing else matters as much as what's going on in the lives of the people that I care about. That's one of the ways that we observe the Sabbath in our house, is simply finding a time to have a meal together. I think it's also important to take a moment and if you have to, take your cell phone and set it aside. There's something I think dangerous about being on a 24-hour call with cell phones. Notifications can pop up at the most inconvenient times and they take you out of being fully present in the moment. Time magazine had this photograph that I'll never forget, and it compared the moment that the previous Pope, Pope Benedict, was announced in Vatican City, and everybody was standing there in the St. Peter's Square looking up, and Pope Benedict is announced, and he comes out, and everybody's just watching with their eyes fully present in the moment. And then a little while later, when our current Pope, the Pope, is announced, everybody has their cell phones out and they're looking not necessarily at the announcement but at their cell phones. They're totally glued to the cell phone watching the events transpire. I think sometimes we've become increasingly attached to electronics. It's almost like an addiction. And the only way that we can step back and totally get a Sabbath, a renewal, a refreshing experience of God's grace and mercy in our lives is to simply leave our electronic devices to the side and be present. Not only for yourself, but also so that everybody else knows that you're fully present as well. Another part of the Sabbath is taking care of yourself. Maybe some of us need an opportunity for all of the heavy burdens that we have on our heart to simply be released, to say, God, I am not capable of handling all of these stressful things by myself. I need your help. My yoke is heavy. Will you take it from me? I'm here to tell you that's a lot easier to do if you can lay back in a hammock in your backyard or perhaps in a lounge chair or maybe in a nice recliner from the comfort of your own home. than it is to do when you're sitting in your office chair or when you're out working and worrying about situations in your life. Now, I'm not here to say that the Sabbath can cure everything that's going on in your life. I'm not here to say that it makes everything better. And I'm not here to say that it's the only solution and the only tool in the toolkit. But I am here to say it doesn't hurt anything. Now, I know some of us have gotten into the habit of working 6-7 days a week, and we've been focused on trying to better ourselves, maybe financially or professionally. I'm here to tell you that there's something that we have to learn from our spiritual ancestors. The importance of taking ourselves off the treadmill goes far beyond our spiritual health. It begins to affect our physical health and our mental health as well. So I want to challenge you, at some point between now and Labor Day, which is a good opportunity for us to remember how hard folks have been working in this country, to find one day in your schedule where you're able to clear as much stuff. Maybe it's not everything. Maybe it's just an afternoon. Maybe it's just an hour. But if you're able to clear it off and intentionally spend time in Sabbath retreat, do something for yourself. Do something to allow time to stand still. Do something that allows yourself to be renewed and refreshed so that you can face the challenges of this day. Do something that restores your soul. At this point, you have about 3 weeks. And it's my hope that at some point in the next 21 days, you are able to find something that fills your buckets. Not only for yourself, but for the people that you care about, for your mental health, for your relationships, and for your well-being. May you find a way to take some kind of Sabbath rest. Amen.
To see Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to
Will you join me now in a time of prayer? Gracious and loving God, we give you thanks for the ways in which you've called us to have an attitude of Sabbath, to take a step back, to take a deep breath, to allow ourselves the opportunity to recover from a season that has been challenging. We pray that you would allow us to experience the yoke, the heaviness of life to be lifted from our shoulders. We're grateful that you share with us in the experience of your humanity. And we pray that you would allow us the freedom of having that yoke lifted from our shoulders. We are set free. We pray that you would give us rest, that you would allow us to sleep, that you would allow us to have renewal, that you would allow us to get away, that you would allow us to recreate and enjoy all of the goodness in this world. For those of us who are working overtime, we're struggling to find time for family. We're struggling to find ways of enjoying the company of the people that we care about most because we're always, always, always working, striving, pushing ourselves. May we take a deep breath and a step back. May we find ways of enjoying the simple moments of Sabbath rest and renewal. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And now we invite you to join in the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen. Friends, there are so many ways to respond to God's word in our midst, and one of them is through the giving of our tithes and our offerings. As we gather for worship this day, there are many ways that you can give to the church. You can go online, go to the Give tab of our website, www.brightonfumc.org, and you can make your gift electronically. You can text to give, and in addition to that, you'd be welcome to mail a check to the church if you find this to be your spiritual home. If you are a guest among us, please feel no obligation to give. Your presence in and of itself is a gift to us. Thanks be to God for your incredible generosity that has sustained our church and its ministries during this time.
Oh,
Hey friends, thank you so much for joining us for worship. We hope that this service was a blessing for you as you gathered with us this day. I want to let you know that Thursday of this week, we are going to be having a splash night here at the church. Children and their families are welcome to come for water balloons and all kinds of games. We encourage you to come to our Brighton campus and join us on Thursday evening for a wonderful evening of fun and excitement. We also want to let you know that coming up this later on this month, we are going to be having a rummage sale. So we encourage you to gather up all of your items and begin bringing them to the church for a donation so that we can sell them and make money for missions to the United Methodist Women. Furthermore, we want you to mark your calendars for a couple of dates that are coming up. First is September 12th. We are going to be having a kickoff event, inviting folks to come, and we're going to be giving out third grade Bibles on September 12th at all of our services. And after the services, we're going to have bounce houses and an opportunity to gather for fellowship as we begin the year of Sunday school. And on September 26th at our Whitmore Lake campus at 11 a.m., we're going to be having a church-wide outdoor service, and we hope that you'll join us for that as well. As we conclude our time together, I pray we would go with the blessing of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Let us go, loving and serving the Lord. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You were invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.